Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Larson, tell me what's in the news.
So according to the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer, Dave is reporting that Miz could be out for up to 9 months.
Oh, no.
It's not because he was devoured by zombies, but due to a torn ACL he suffered during his lumberjack match against Damian Priest. Meltzer notes that Miz was injured when, quote, Priest landed on Miz's legs after a spinning kick off the top rope. Miz obviously finished the bout. I believe this is like the first real injury the Miz has suffered during his entire tenure in WWE.
Part of his thing
is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, part of his thing that he always, you know, talks about is he considers himself, he works a safe style, and so it lends to less injuries. But yeah, it is kind of shocking that in how many years? 15 years. Yeah. He's been
like
around
this
for
something
a long time.
Weird hasn't happened that would put him on the shelf for a while.
Wrestling. You think that, you know.
I know.
Yeah. At some point to catch up with you, but
I know.
But yeah, I mean, you know what, man? The guy doesn't take any days off. Maybe, maybe the rest will do him well. You know, I mean, it's probably not something he wanted to do because it's an injury. But still, you know,
yeah,
guy works a lot.
Yeah, that's quite a rehab comeback from an ACL. Pretty significant.
The
way medical science is these days. You know, it's a significant injury, but you know, the prognosis after a torn ACL is vastly better than it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Speedy recovery to The Miz. No Miz TV for 9 months. You know, dude, when they give him something good, I'm all in on The Miz. I like The Miz. It's just endless Miz TV every week. You know, maybe this will give an opportunity. He comes back fresh and they'll give him something meaty to work with. Maybe by then Raw will be decent, Larson.
Yeah, one can hope. One can hope.
Not one optimistic.
Hope. One can hope. Something that we know is going to be good, Triple Mania.
Oh, man.
The 29th edition of Triple Mania is coming up, and it's happening, Steve. Kenny Omega defending the AAA Mega Championship against Andrade.
You know, dude, I know they said this is Kenny Omega, but once again, I saw the promo image for this. Clearly, it's Lenny Omega versus Andrade, which still should be an amazing match.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. So the Triple Mania 29 going down Saturday, August 14th, the weekend before, we would presume, SummerSlam. Mm. Also announced for the show, this match was, of course, teased at Rey de Reyes. Deonna Purrazzo, we taking on Fabi Apache with both the Impact Knockout Championship and AAA's Reina de Reyes. Probably said that way wrong. Championship up for grabs. And the main event will be Psycho Clown versus Rey Escorpión in a mask versus hair match. Of course, no word yet on if us friendos here in the United States will be able to watch it.
Well,
yet. No word.
But we will be able to watch it.
Legally.
That's the bigger question. But you darn well be sure that I'm going to watch this thing. One way or the other, I'm going to figure it out because it's Triple Mania and
show the whole year.
I'm not going to miss
it. Doubt.
Dude, look, man, I'll find one of those things. I know that because you have an important birthday, you know, coming up around that time.
That might preclude me from watching it. Yes.
Hit that record button on OBS, find a stream and one way or the other, it's going to be made available to you.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
To both of us.
Not live at some point. I really want to check it out. You know, Triple Mania always delivers. You got Kenny versus Andrade. Dream match.
Oh, my gosh.
Psycho Clown versus Rey Escorpión in a mask versus hair match. Thing about Triple Mania main events, they're violent.
Yeah.
They're bloody.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always high drama because of what's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get enough of Triple Mania.
Man, and you know, I love that we sort of like just bare minimum keep up with it throughout the course of a year. You know, we sort of just whatever comes our way, we absorb. But coming into Triple Mania, by and large, we try to go in as fresh as possible. You know, that's the best way. It's been working for us for like 4 years now. Really excited about this year's Triple Mania. And yeah, hopefully they get whatever lawsuits they have figured out so that, you know, we don't have to be, you know, slyly sort of winking at our friendos in terms of where to find this stuff.
They got 3 months to work out all that, those complex legal issues.
Man, I hope they do. they're struggling to get that pay-per-view up in front of American eyes, Larson. Another wrestler who might be struggling is Shinsuke Nakamura. In fact, he said as much. He recently appeared on Renee Paquette's Oral Sessions and spoke about the difficulties he still faces wrestling in the United States. These transcripts come to you from Wrestling Inc. He said this: "I'm still struggling in wrestling, coming to the U.S. and coming to WWE. It's challenging. I came to challenge myself. That's why I'm here. I'm waiting to find the right timing or the right moment." When asked if he pitches ideas to Vince, Nakamura responded, "I don't pitch ideas to him a lot. We talk after the match a little bit or before the match. If he has an idea for my promo, I need to get used to that." So, yeah, I feel like Shinsuke, number one, he's got a career, even in the WWE, that anybody should be proud of. But I understand the legacy that he has in New Japan, you know, living up to that, where he was the top of the, you know, king of the mountain over there.
I mean, even in NXT, like, I have never seen an audience as into a wrestler as at NXT Brooklyn when we were there, when he won the title.
I mean, dude, never. I haven't been as privy to NXT Live as like some of our friendos, like Karen. She would go to Full Sail quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, she'd go to Full Sail quite a bit. So like, I can't really speak on other wrestlers, but I don't know if I've ever seen another wrestler more over than when we were at NXT with Shinsuke Nakamura. Mm-hmm. I just like, in terms of a live crowd, I don't know that I've ever seen. I mean, obviously I've seen footage of Steve Austin and he was pretty darn over, but man, a third of the crowd wearing his merch, everybody chanting his theme song. And it is one of those things where the translation, we've seen it, the translation between NXT and then main roster, for some acts, it's just, it gets lost like big time. And it's kind of shocking how often main roster just doesn't know how to deal with an NXT, with what made somebody work so well in NXT. They go to main roster and it's like, they just don't know how to handle that. And I don't know, I guess it's just,
it's like they don't watch NXT, seemingly. I'm sure they do. I'm sure people in creative and on the main roster watch NXT.
The thing is, dude, even if you watch NXT, I mean, I kind of sometimes it's not something that is tangibly convertible from NXT to main roster, in the sense that I think Vince McMahon just doesn't understand how that stuff in NXT works. I really don't think he understands it, because if he did, I think he would try harder to figure it out.
That might be part of it, but I think in terms of the structure of the storytelling on main roster, it's vastly different to what they do in NXT, where obviously in NXT, barring injury or something coming up, they have plans. They have a plan they want to do over the course of weeks, months, in some cases, years.
Yeah.
Obviously on main roster, that is by and large not the case. It is week to week, month to month. What can we do this week to advance the story to get us to another week? Not even really being sure, I think, in a lot of cases, what comes the week after and after that. So, if you enter to a storyline on an NXT, you might have an idea of where you're going and how you can, employ some foreshadowing reference stuff. On main roster, I don't think that's just readily available. I think it's week to week. You don't know what you're doing from one week to the next. And so you can't do that kind of stuff from a character perspective.
And so it ends up falling on the men and women who are maybe more easily adaptable to that nature of the thing. I mean, Vince likes things simple. Who are the big guys? Who are the women he can count on? That sort of fits his mold of what a superstar looks and sounds like. And in NXT, it's like, if you know you're going to roll with Shinsuke, then you can build the stories around that to enhance everything that he brings to the table. And then you end up with a crowd that's just loving every second of it. With main roster, given that you have to change the script, sometimes literally the script on a minute to minute basis.
Yeah. During the show.
Well, like that's not going to work for certain people. And I mean, in NXT, the beats are planned out very well. On main roster, the beats, important story beats will just fall to the wayside. And then characters, seemingly, we're seeing with Rhea Ripley right now, we're seeing with characters and they're just completely lost. you know, mm-hmm. and it's like she's champion. But and I feel like this week on Raw, I sort of she had a little bit more swagger, but she still feels like she's not exactly confident. She doesn't really know what they want of her as a character.
And so, yeah,
I mean, I don't know, man. He was the hottest thing in NXT. And then they had him like in a feud with Dolph to kick off his main roster run, and they kept him off. There was no matches for him for like 6 weeks or something.
6 weeks, yeah, yeah, until the next pay-per-view after Mania.
And it's like that kind of thing, like building anticipation can work if you're building anticipation, but he's just in a thing with Dolph for 6 weeks where it's just sort of like promos, you know?
I know, and the problem is we've seen Dolph. We see him a lot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, him against Nakamura could be good, but it's not like, now, if they kick things off with Nakamura versus AJ,
Oh my God, these guys have history.
That's a match people want to see.
Like Shinsuke comes out and says, I came here for this. I came here for you.
Yeah. I'm not going to wait in line. I'm not going to bide my time. I'm coming right for you.
Speaking of a guy, go ahead.
Sorry, kind of off topic just for a moment. I watched the Shawn Michaels A&E biography last night. Seeing him work in NXT is an absolute delight.
Oh, really? I have to check that out.
It is great.
I got to check that out.
He's just smiling ear to ear watching these shows. It's like he's just sitting there backstage watching the shows as they're happening. Like he's a fan.
Oh, it is
amazing.
Oh, I got to check that out. I finished the RVD one today, the Icons, and it was really good. It was good. It's funny because like you get the idea like. One day I want to compile a list of people Triple H obviously just didn't really like. And I feel like RVD, because he didn't have any interview bits. Like Triple H didn't have any interview bits about Rob Van Dam. There's one specific moment where RVD was talking about people in the back who wanted to, oop, there goes my camera. People in the back who wanted to like hold him down. And it was like he was confronting on screen. He was confronting Triple H back in like 2003 or something. And I was like, I wonder if they were trying to say something right there.
Interesting.
And then like they showed like a brief clip of like an awkward encounter at the Hall of Fame stuff. It was right after RVD had given McMahon the rolling papers. And Triple H is like, he's like, yeah, you know, you came in and, you know, you transformed the business. You're very influential. And RVD jokingly says, yeah, man, for better or worse. And Triple H is like, no, yeah, for better. Yeah, absolutely. And it just came off as like so diplomatic, but really he was probably trying to screw RVD at every corner back in the day. I don't know. I just get that feeling because RVD is sort of more of a CM Punk guy than you know, like a Triple H type of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get the feeling that Triple H probably was not a huge fan. Didn't understand the RVD thing, but... anyways, it's a good watch. I'll have to check out that Shawn Michaels one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, it's nothing really. The best parts about the most like illuminating stuff, because most of the story beats. There's two things interesting about it. It's the stuff in NXT with Shawn Michaels, which is great. This it is for the first time maybe that I can think of. You get Vince talking about the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Not a lot.
They didn't interview him in any of the like the Shawn and Brett.
Not that I remember, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I honestly don't recall. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Triple H has commented on it before. Mm-hmm. He's in this quite a bit, obviously. But yeah. Vince is in it, and yeah, from my recollection, the first time that he's really kind of commented on it publicly.
That's
again, could be wrong.
Beyond the Brett screwed Brett stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like kind of
character,
not in kayfabe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get to our NXT preview, this is very exciting. Cal Jack,
yeah,
making his AEW debut on Dark tonight.
It's exciting. Absolutely, that's gonna be fun, man. I'm gonna check that out.
Heck yeah,
it's very exciting.
Heck yeah.
And then we also have an NXT tonight. So here's our preview. Johnny Gargano, to put the NXT North American title on the line against Bronson Reed in a steel cage match. That should be stellar. Are we gonna get a tsunami from the top of the cage?
That'd be great. Peter Dune set for an exclusive interview with Arash Markazi this Tuesday night on NXT.
Zoe Stark and Tony Storm look to settle rivalry in heated... Oh, that's tonight. They're having the rematch tonight. That's cool.
Yeah. Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase heads to NXT this Tuesday.
Oh, that's fun.
Not really a surprise.
Oh, that's cool. And then we get one of those cool Prime Target video packages... mini docs with Karrion Kross versus Finn Balor. Mm-hmm. That should be fun. Mm-hmm. Cool. I know. Anyways, everybody check that out. Thanks for watching, everybody. We appreciate it. Tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, we'll be doing our NXT recap over at twitch.tv/ Steven Larson later on today will be doing Friendo Club TV for patrons, YouTube channel members, and of course Twitch subs. So go check that out. We're going to be power ranking something. Don't know exactly what, but we'll figure it out. Should be a lot of fun. We'll be doing that live.
Yep.
So thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.